out.
Free Talk Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program, and it is the 1st of April, so certainly we are open phones as we always are, and if you would like to add to our discussion about some of the best pranks, Julia will continue the list of the top 10 according to the Mirror over in the UK. We'll do that here. Of course, you can share with us maybe your favorite. Doesn't have to necessarily be from this year. Or what were you taken on? What crank fooled you? What April's Fool or April Fool's prank really got you? 855-453 is the toll-free number. Also, you can join us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. So connect with us there as well if you would like. Tricia is in North Carolina to start this hour out, though. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tricia.
Hello.
Hi there. What's on your mind?
My call.
Sure.
It has nothing to do with pranks, but it has to do with the Free State Project.
Sure.
Myself and a few friends have been looking into it for quite a few months, more than half a year at least.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're wondering is, we're the type of people, and I'm sure that you'll find that a lot of people can't commit unless they're really committed. They're not just going to sign up. And
a lot of people say that, yep.
You know what I mean? It's serious, you know, this is a commitment. But we're in our 40s, and we're wondering, is this, I mean, are there people our age, I mean, within the next 5 years in their 40s, or are we going to be called mom, or is it all mainly 20-year-olds signing up for this thing? Because that's something that struck us afterwards, because we were trying to find out your ages, and it seemed like you guys were in your 20s mainly. And you'll find a lot of midlife people that want to change and really listen to your program and really enjoy it and learn a lot from it, but we don't know, is there an opening for us? I mean, is there a place for us there?
Mark, how old are you?
42.
42?
I think I am the only one in my 20s, and I'm 28.
I'm 32. Mark is 42. And, Mark, what do you think? I mean, as far as her question,
I can't tell you what the signer demographics are, but I can tell you the people that I've met that are movers. And I'd say that there's a pretty good representation of people in their 20s, no doubt. But I'd say that it's by no means are they the majority. I would say that 30s are probably a larger. I'd say 30s are a bigger demographic than 20s. Maybe I'm pushing it there.
Well, it also depends. Like, so if you go to the Liberty Forum, you're going to see some folks that are maybe in their 40s mm-hmm. and their 50s and
60s and 70s
even.
Too.
Right. So you know, it also depends. I mean, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, maybe things are going to skew a little bit younger because that's more of a camping kind of a party. So it just depends.
This
I think
summer, right? Because I'm coming this summer for the Pork Fest.
Yeah, you should definitely come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, I'm going to the Pork Fest this summer.
I would say the age range at Pork Fest is 20s to late 40s.
Well, there's kids there, too.
There are kids there, too.
Yeah, there's
older people, too.
What do you call them, people old for?
Yeah,
people in their 60s, definitely. I think that is all you have to do is come to one event and your mind will be put at ease. I would, you know, hearing your concern, I would say that you probably won't have that concern once you come here.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Awesome. PorkFest.com. I've been asked for a long time. I can't wait for Pork Fest.
Yeah, it's porkfest.com, and registrations are open now, from what I understand, and it's fairly affordable. Of course, it's camping. And what a great time to bring some friends, too, right? So you said you've been checking it out with a group of friends. So the Porcupine,
I have two friends. Friends that want to check it out, too. And they're my age, too, 46, and
great.
We're all making a change within the next 5 years. Within 5 years. I mean, less
That's
than
exciting.
5 years, back from 5 years. And we've all been listening to you from around the country, actually, Buffalo, New York, and North Carolina. So,
so it'll be a cool excuse to get together with your friends all at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tricia.
Really appreciate it.
Appreciate your call. See you this summer. And by the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival happening, I believe it's June 17th through the 24th.
I can confirm that.
Recalling correctly. Okay.
Yes.
You know, I think that a lot of people wonder sort of, you know, whatever classification they consider themselves, whether it's age or, you know, religious group or whatever it is about themselves, if the Free State Project has that. And, you know, pretty much the answer is the Free State Project has every sort of individual there.
We've got Christians, atheists, Muslims,
black, white, Mexican, whatever you've got as far as nationality. I don't remember anybody who's like an Alouette Indian or something like that. But, you know, it's...
We could use more diversity, though. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's a problem with the Liberty Movement in general is it does tend to skew white and male. And I think that the Free State Project is kind of breaking away from that in that there are, I think, more women involved in the Free State Project than, say, the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, absolutely.
For instance. But, you know, there's still, I think, we need more diversity, I think.
Well, it's also, New Hampshire just happens to be a pretty white place anyway.
Indeed.
So,
and that's one of the, in my opinion, my biggest problems.
I agree.
Here. I don't like the lack of, you know, ethnic food and, you know, ethnic culture.
Please bring your yummy food culture here.
Yes. And
there is, well.
Different ideas and, 855 450 free. A little bit of color is a good thing, I think. 855 450 free is the number here. And so we'll take your calls about anything you want. The April Fool's Day prank list continues. Julia, what number do we leave off on? Is 10 of them?
That was 5. So we are on number 4 currently.
Okay.
In 1977, The Guardian published a 7-page special report about Sans Serif, a small country located in the Indian...
Sans Serif? Okay, so can we just explain what a Sans Serif is?
It's a type of font, right? It's
right.
The type of font... Sans Serif doesn't have the little... I don't know what you would
call
them.
Like feet, if you will. Like when a capital letter is coming down, the straight line coming down, a serif is that thing that spreads out at the bottom, like a little pedestal kind of thing. So sans meaning without serifs.
Yes. So a small country located in the Indian Ocean consisting of several islands that make the shape of a semicolon. The two main islands were called...
Several islands make the shape of a semicolon. You just need two islands for the shape of a semicolon.
The two main islands were called uppercase and lowercase. They spelled it funny.
Yeah.
So when it was written, it didn't look so obvious.
Quite so obvious.
Did they spell it?
C-A-I-S-S-E.
Yeah, I see.
That's right.
Cute.
So you're saying it's several islands or you said it's a couple of islands?
It says several islands.
Okay.
They did an in-depth series of articles on the history, geography, and daily life on these islands. That's a good one. The Guardian's phone rang all day as readers wanted to know more information about this perfect-sounding fictional holiday spot, and the hoax began a tradition in newspapers to try to fool their readers.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that one's good. Number 3. During an interview on BBC Radio 2 on the morning of April 1st in 1976, the astronomer Patrick Moore announced that at 9:47 a.m., a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event was going to take place. The planet Pluto would pass behind Jupiter, temporarily causing a gravitational alignment that would reduce the Earth's own gravity. Moore told his listeners that if they jumped into the air at that exact moment this planetary alignment occurred, they would experience a strange floating sensation. The BBC received hundreds of phone calls from listeners claiming
people swore they felt it.
To have felt this sensation. One woman even reported that her and her 11 friends had risen from their chairs and floated around the room.
Wow.
Mass hysteria.
Yeah, the real lesson here is that there's a lot of dumb people out there. Gullible maybe is a better word.
Gullible, yeah.
People fall for this
word.
Stuff, you know?
For stuff. I'm pretty gullible sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
2. The best-known public prank is 1957 news show broadcast by Panorama. It was a 3-minute...
Hold on. I like that last one because, you know, the reactions from people would have been just really fun to experience. People claiming that they had felt this. You know, oh, yeah, it's true. Gravity
floating
was,
around the room.
Gravity was lessened. I jumped up and I felt like I was floating for a second there. Well, no, nothing had changed. And this is
you
not
couldn't convince them at
happened.
That point because their word is behind what they've said then.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of like a placebo effect. You know, you've told people what to expect, and so they created that sensation for themselves.
So I wonder several factors about the situation with her. Like, was she even hanging out with friends, or was she just sitting at home by herself and she made up the entire thing? Were they really sitting around a table and perhaps they were indulging in some substances that evening and they convinced themselves that really happened?
That couldn't happen.
You know what I mean? Like, was it just some lonely lady sitting in her bedroom by herself crying?
Yeah, it could have just been a crank call, you know? Like, there's Coast to Coast AM, this kind of overnight show where they talk about ghosts and weird stuff. how many of those people that are calling that show are just totally BSing, and how many of them actually believe the stuff they're calling about? It's one of those things you just never know.
Yep.
855-453. 855-453. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. Plus, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm or Free Talk Live. Next.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer.
Good habits can be developed, and any bad habit can be broken through repetition. Diligence and patience will eventually bring you success. You know, one of the reasons that we don't develop the good habits we say we want is because we live in a culture of instant gratification. We tend to want everything now and not realize that many of the good things we want and need are not attained just because we want them. We have to be willing to do what we need to do to get them. Never start a project with doubt and fear that you won't succeed. Begin with the simple belief that you can change with God's help. You can form good habits, and you can break bad ones.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life, is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, it is the show that you you can take control of, should you like. You can do that in a couple different ways. You can call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. Join us also over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a lot of features we give away. Oh, yeah, and one other way to connect is Skype, username there, lrn.fm. But back to the website, you can go there and grab archives that go all the way back to late 2006. We give them to you, so enjoy freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is going to California for a remote broadcast at the...
That's right, we booked our hotel today.
That's right, Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. That's the Bitcoin conference this year. It's in San Jose from May 17th through the 19th. I'm thrilled to be able to be going to this event.
You know what's thrilling is they've actually put us on the front page of their website.
Oh, are we on the front page? That's awesome.
Yeah, I think you pointed that out to me.
Well, that was like a couple of days ago.
It's still there.
Still there. That's what I mean. Good. Good.
So, that's great news.
Considering that they have lots of Bitcoin experts coming from places like Facebook and ZipZap and
BitInstant,
NerdTribe.
Coinbase.
Yep, Coinbase. Lots of different places that they would put us on the front page. That's great.
Yeah, this is going to be the event to go to if you are a Bitcoiner.
It's going to give great opportunities for us and everybody else to, you know, network, learn more things about Bitcoin. And I'm interested in what these experts, these Bitcoin experts, are going to talk about for the future of Bitcoin. We currently know how it can be used and how it's going up, and hopefully it'll reach some level of sort of equilibrium.
Yeah, what'll it be at the forum? But when we're at the Bitcoin conference, it's over $100 today. It has
on April 1st.
More than quadrupled in the last 2 months.
I'm making my prediction.
200.
It's just a gentleman's kind of prediction here. I have no money to back it up. I don't know
That'd
where Bitcoin's
awesome.
Going to be. I have no idea where it's going to be.
It could go down.
It could.
It could.
I don't suspect it will until there's a problem found with the code.
InstaWallet just got hacked.
I'm sorry. Bank robberies don't mean that the U.S. dollar goes down in value.
That's an important point. People hear about these things every now and then. There are certain websites that deal with Bitcoins that have security flaws, and those flaws get exploited. In this case, instawallet.org was their site. If you go there, you'll get a message from them saying they're down, and there's a thread over at the Bitcoin Talk forums that explains in detail what has allegedly occurred. Hopefully this is not an April... Oh, well, hopefully it is a prank. Hopefully this is a really nasty April Fool's prank, but it doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it, huh?
Looks like they got quite the heist.
Maybe the robber will give all the coins back at midnight and be like, April Fool!
I hope so.
Yes,
no,
please do the right thing.
But you're right, Mark, that, you know, just because a bank gets robbed doesn't mean the currency is bad, although in the case of the Federal Reserve note, the currency is bad.
Well, because the bank gets robbed, it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not the Federal Reserve notes are bad.
Yeah.
The very fact that they are insured by the government through the FDIC shows that they're bad.
But, you know, one of the things they're going to be talking about, I'm sure, is security at the Bitcoin conference.
Yeah, and I'm interested in all the things they have to talk about with Bitcoins. So Bitcoin2013.com, please join us out there.
Yeah,
they've already received quite a few inquiries, or, you know, people buying, saying they're coming to see Free Talk Live.
No way, really?
Among others. That's what they've said.
Good to know.
I'm excited.
All right, let's go to the phones here, and Beaker is on the line. I'm sure you've never heard that one before, Mark. In Idaho.
I'm pretty sure that Mark did that the last time I called in.
Oh, really?
Sorry, he's my favorite.
What's on your mind?
I'm actually calling about a couple things. A couple nights ago, I actually had a dream. And keep in mind that I've never been to New Hampshire, nor have I ever met either Mark or Ian or any of the other Free Talk Live folks in person.
Okay.
But I had a dream for some reason that I ended up in you guys' studio, and that you guys were directly a floor below the folks from Man Venture Outpost. It's kind of weird, right? A little weird, but it was...
You're a pretty dedicated listener, aren't you?
Yeah, I listen quite a bit. But anyways, you guys...
Oh, sorry, we got to stop your call. I apologize about that.
Tell us the rest of the story to next tomorrow.
Yeah, sometimes people forget that we're a radio show.
Beep, 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 beep.
Get all excited.
Beep, 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 beep.
Unfortunately, we have to drop your call. It's nothing personal. We just got to do it.
It's just our little rule.
It's one of our few rules. We do not have very many rules on Free Talk Live.
It's the penalty box.
Yeah, one of the rules is if you say the S-bomb or the F-bomb or one of the other few words you're not supposed to say, we have to get rid of you.
Now, you've let it go on guests, but not on callers.
Yeah,
because once they're on,
because we've invited them, you know.
But you warn
them.
I
feel bad about that. Yeah, usually they get a stern warning. So I want to hear about the rest of his dream, but he'll have to call tomorrow night and keep it clean. 855-450-FREE. So yeah,
clean it up, Baker.
Even though we're on the internet and we're on XM, there's still that pesky old FCC that gets in the way of our radio station friends of having. Because if you know, even if you could make the argument that even if the FCC weren't around, that stations would still have policies about
this. I think
it's
clear that would be the case. Can you imagine for a second that the easy listening station in your town running Howard Stern in the morning? What kind of sense would that make? It'd be a deviation of format.
But on the other hand, at least then you would have a variety of options, right? Because the rock station would probably play it a little faster and looser, and on talk radio, if it's a fleeting profanity, it's not the end of the world if it goes through.
But it also would take away the magic of this. A lot of people would go listen to Howard Stern to see how close he would get to saying, you know, when he'd say, cock the doodle doo, or whatever it is that they'd say. They just wanted to see just how close he'd get. And once that magic's gone, it'd take the listeners away from those people and they go back to whatever format it was that they really should be listening to.
I don't know how many people tune into a morning show just so they can hear the funny little words that they use instead of curse words. I don't really know if that's a real number one or two or five reason why somebody tunes into a morning show. Let's hear the other words they use instead of the F-bomb.
You think anybody tunes in to hear the F-bomb?
No, I don't.
Then why are they tuning in?
Hopefully because it's entertaining.
All right, well, I think that people are kept on the edge of their seat by the idea that... Yeah, I've wondered. Absolutely. How close are they going to get? You're scared of the rules. Is he violating the rules? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've listened to Howard Stern for, you know, that's...
You're a radio guy, though. Like,
I wasn't a radio guy when I was listening to Howard Stern.
Yeah? Hmm. Well, what about you?
You've been a radio guy your whole adult life, not me.
Yeah, but I'm a free speech guy, you know, so I support the use of profanity. I just can't allow it on my show. So I'm stuck in that difficult role. But I think that in a free market of radio stations, you would have a variety. I think
Absolutely.
You would have stations that would play it fast and loose, and you would have stations that, you know, like, for instance, if I were programming a talk radio station and advertisers might be concerned about excessive profanity, I would want to make sure the hosts weren't, you know, really spewing it all over the airwaves. But if a caller lets one fly here and there, what's the harm? What's the big deal there? I can't see advertisers pitching a fit about something like that. But then again, I'm not doing the sales, so I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I could tell you advertisers tend to be the most conservative of people out there.
Especially talk radio advertisers, at least in the way it currently is structured. But then again, if you actually had freedom, maybe some of the more hot talky stations would definitely take more liberties with the language they use, and they would attract a different set of advertisers. Like, you know, a tattoo parlor, probably not going to be too concerned. Strip clubs, they're probably not going to be too concerned with profanity.
Beer distributors.
855-450-FREE. More coming up here. April Fool's pranks continue as we do some more recapping with Julia's List. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features, and we share them with you for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, where we've been doing a special drawing every month. Mark, are you prepared to announce the winner for
That's right.
February?
Sure, I know who
Excuse me, March.
March, yeah. I can't, who was the February's winner? I can't remember.
Well, we only had one entrant in okay. the month of February, so it wasn't much of a contest.
Short period of time. The winner this month is Athena.
Yes, we met Athena at the Liberty Forum.
That's right.
She's considering a move to New Hampshire.
Well, we'll have to convince her.
I was having a conversation with her after she submitted the photo for the shrine and gave her a little bit of feedback on some of the concerns that she had had. She was one of the primary ones was, you know, the issue of friends, because a lot of people have a good network of people that they know and yeah. care about where they live, and, you know, you're moving to the unknown, you don't know what things are like, and I pointed out that there are a lot of friends here that you just don't know yet. You just haven't met them yet. They're here waiting to meet you, and hopefully that was a persuasive point. Because it's true. That's what a lot of people say when they get here, is like they feel like they've known a lot of the folks that are here for their whole lives, but they haven't.
Well, anytime you move somewhere new, you have to make new friends, right? And that process, I think the older you are, the harder it seems. Or I think that
But there's a lot of events and mixers, and moving for the Free State Project is entirely different than moving anyplace else.
That was my next point, was that here you're coming into a network that already exists, and in a lot of cases, like if you're involved in Facebook communities and stuff, you already know people even if you haven't met them yet.
Exactly.
True. So Athena will get a little gift basket from Savory Scents. If you go to shrine.freetalklive.com, you'll see their link there, and you can go see the different scented candles that Crystal puts together. And it's, you know, it's exciting. Go and check it out. It's shrine.freetalklive.com, and congratulations to Athena.
All right. So we're going to do another one this month. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so you've by the way, the entries are very slow, so you don't have a lot of competition.
Not a lot of competition.
If you would like to win
these
titles,
random, by the way. I did this through random.org.
Yes, a randomly selected number by a generator on a website.
That's right. Right.
So if you want a chance at winning these handcrafted candles, they could be yours. All you have to do is enter the shrine. Go get the details on how to enter into the shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Shinybadges.com there. If you go take a look, they've got all kinds of different badges for the Liberty Movement, embossed die-struck metal badges with lustrous jewel-like finish. They're not buttons. They're a statement. In fact, they went viral at the Liberty Forum. Do you remember everybody getting the
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got one, too, right, for the Shire Society?
I got a Shire Society one and a Bitcoin one.
Yeah, I got a Bitcoin one.
I promptly lost them both.
What? I've got mine. Well, the Bitcoin guys love theirs, as did Jeffrey Tucker and Derek Jay. They, as a matter of fact, over at ShinyBadges.com.
The Bitcoin's the biggest seller he's got.
Is that
actually,
so?
From what I've heard.
Well, there you go. I don't know which one's the biggest one, but they accept silver, Bitcoin, and for a limited time, Federal Reserve notes. ShinyBadges.com. ShinyBadges.com.
ShinyBadges.com.
ShinyBadges.com.
855 450 free. We continue with the top 10 pranks, April Fool's pranks, according to The Mirror in the UK.
Yes. So this is number 2. The best-known public prank is the 1957 news show broadcast by Panorama. It was a 3-minute segment about a bumper spaghetti harvest in southern Switzerland. This was apparently because an unusually mild winter and the virtual disappearance of the spaghetti weevil, with video footage of a Swiss family pulling pasta off spaghetti trees and placing it into baskets.
That's pretty funny.
The show said, "For those who love the dish, there's nothing like real homegrown spaghetti." Hundreds of people phoned the BBC wanting to know how they could grow their own spaghetti tree. The BBC simply said, "Place a sprig of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best."
Cute.
And number 1. In Sweden.
I wonder how many people did that.
Yeah. Hopefully no one. But I think
doesn't
that's
sound
impossible.
Like no one.
In Sweden.
What was it? Now, did P.T. Barnum actually say there's a sucker born every minute, or is he incorrectly attributed to that statement?
I don't know. I'd always heard that he said it.
I'd always heard that, but I also feel like I've heard otherwise. Anyway, there's always somebody out there who's going to fall for it.
Yes. In Sweden, in 1962, there was only one television channel, and it was shown in black and white. The station announced that their technical expert, I cannot pronounce his name, K-Gel Stenson, was going to tell people how to view color images on their black and white sets. Researchers, he said, had recently discovered that covering your television screen with a pair of tights would cause the light to bend in such a way that it would appear as if the image was in color. All viewers had to do, Stenson said, was to cut open a pair of stockings and tape them over the screen of their television set. Thousands of viewers fell for the hoax.
Many
say today that they remember their parents, their fathers in particular, rushing through the house trying to find stockings to place over the TV set. Regular color broadcasts began in Sweden on April 1st, 1970.
That's amazing.
So there you have
it. Got them.
Those last couple ones were pretty funny.
Tricked them.
So you're welcome to share with us your favorite pranks. It was one of the questions that we asked on Facebook earlier tonight. And, of course, you can always join us on Facebook and or Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
I don't think those are as good as, like, the Internet's the list of the greatest Internet pranks where, like, 4chan managed to vote up. There was this thing where Mountain Dew had this, vote on the name of the next Mountain Dew product that was going to come out,
yeah.
And then 4chan went and used the incredible power of all the little trolls that live over there,
yeah,
to vote up. I think that Hitler wasn't wrong as the name of the next Mountain Dew beverage. That's pretty good.
Didn't they also, in either MTV or VH1 contest, vote up Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up?
Yes, I believe that went somewhere.
Yeah, to the number one music video of all time.
Yeah, those are some good pranks.
Yeah.
Sure, but this was obviously written just for April Fool's Day, and
sure,
it went back. The oldest story was 1860, so it was just a little history of April Fool's Day, mostly in London, but sometimes around the world.
I'm being told by the board operator the quote was attributed to P.T. Barnum in an attempt to discredit him.
Mm.
So maybe he didn't say that after all, although that doesn't take away from its truth. Now, regarding pranks, I agree with Mark that there's just some pranks that are done on a regular basis that are so much funnier and more entertaining, and thank God it's for YouTube, because it has brought the pranksters out of the woodwork. I find some of these prank channels to be so entertaining. One of them, Roman Atwood, would highly recommend you check that one out. He's the guy who did the pee prank with the cops. And I don't know if we've talked about
this.
Where
he had a water bottle with a little hole poked in the top.
Yeah, they popped a hole in the top of the water bottle and then kind of squatted on the side of the street in, like, Cincinnati or Cleveland somewhere.
Just kind of leaned in like they were peeing.
Yeah, looking like they were taking a pee. And, in front of cops. So specifically finding the police and doing this prank nearby them so the police would become whatever they, however upset they would be about that. And it was really amazing and interesting watching the police reaction. So as I understand it, they're going to be posting a new police prank on their channel today. So if you're looking for some good pranks, those guys definitely have some funny ones. And Just for Laughs is also a good one from up in Montreal. It's more of a more family kind of friendly style pranks, but they've got some really elaborate stuff, and they've been doing them for years there.
To me, when you're, in the case of police, you're testing your civil servants to see how they react in certain circumstances. So mm-hmm. I don't have the problem with that I do with just going out and doing pranks on people. I don't find pranks to be funny, generally. I'm not going to make a hard, fast rule, but generally I don't. Now, if somebody puts themselves out there, like Mountain Dew says, come and vote it up.
Yeah.
Give us any name for anything, and then vote it up or vote it down.
But I think a harmless prank is funny. Like, if somebody's harmed
this
in the prank,
this Roman Atwood's almost had his face bashed in by some upset people, right?
I think you're thinking of Vitaly, Vitaly, whatever his name is.
I don't like
Miami.
Any of them, so it doesn't really matter.
You're thinking of the zombie prank guy.
Okay.
The Miami zombie prank where he almost got shot.
I was thinking about the one guy that was going to beat him up, but okay.
That happened too. 855-453. More coming up.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you find there. They are totally free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the links you'll find there. We've got Amazon and Newegg and some other links. You enter into those links and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Amazon is the best way to shop on that page because we get more from Amazon than we do from Newegg. But if there's something you need to get at Newegg, you just can't get it at Amazon, you can use the Newegg link there too. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. When you get stuff through that page, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price.
Many people across the nation and around the world are storing food in case of some kind of emergency that might come along. It's not a bad idea to have some stored food on hand, whatever the emergency might be. And, well, it's kind of cost-effective if you use the Legacy Premium brand at food.freetalklive.com. Go take a look. There we've got meals for less than $1.50 a piece. Where are you going to get a meal for $1.50 and a tasty meal at that? Ian, we've had the Legacy Premium brand.
Yep.
And it's good.
I like it.
Yep, 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, and it's the only one that is. So you're not going to find their competitor, and if you do find their competitors, it's going to be, you know, it's going to have GMOs or MSG, and it's going to cost a lot more than $1.50 a meal. It's food.freetalklive.com. It'll last you 25 years. The Legacy Premium brand at food.freetalklive.com. And free shipping on all orders. Go check out the comparison chart that we've got there. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got Helen on the line listening to WNYY in Ithaca, New York. Hey, Helen.
Hi. Happy April Fool's Day.
Indeed.
Before I tell you about this thing that I recall that got me for a minute, we also have to celebrate. It is the birthday of the Supreme Court Justice Alito, who is tied, in my opinion, with Clarence Thomas as being one of the biggest fools on the Supreme Court, or in my memory. Okay.
Hmm. You know, what are we what are you celebrating exactly? I'm sorry.
No, it's his birthday. Today's April Fool's Day, and it's Alito's birthday.
Oh, I see.
Birthday.
It's funny.
He's a dummy. Okay.
So. Gotcha.
Fool's Day. It's his birthday. Gotcha.
I think they're all a bunch of scumbags personally, but whatever. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. I just recall something. It must have been like 5 years ago or something, and I heard it on NPR's evening thing, the news thing, All Things Considered, or whatever they call it. And they were telling about, they were giving, in all seriousness and enthusiastically, a recipe for how to make, I can't remember if it was like brownies or something, with things from your compost pile.
Oh, God.
Yuck.
And I was like, that is disgusting. You know, that's what I was thinking.
He's fallen for that one.
Like, yeah. And then I was like, it's April 1st, Helen, dummy, okay. You know.
So they got you.
Yeah, but I'm not that dumb that I actually...
Right. Yeah. She was surprised she didn't make the brownies.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Helen. Anything else you want to get out tonight?
No, I'm just concerned about all this weirdo stuff that's happening with these white supremacists, you know?
What's going on?
Going around killing people.
I know nothing of white supremacists killing anybody.
In Texas.
In Texas.
They killed the DA, and they called.
Oh.
They killed the assistant district attorney, and they're doing revenge because in Houston a few months ago, 32 of them, they were indicted for a lot of the stuff that they've been doing, and they're like former prisoners who are now out.
Yep.
Imagine taking prison so seriously that you get out and hang out with prisoners and then do what the other prisoners suggest. I mean, that's taking prison real serious-like.
Well, supposedly when you're in this Aryan Brotherhood, you're in it for life. And if you don't stay in it, you end up dead, you know?
Yeah.
So,
what do you have to say to that, Mark?
Look, the prison I was at, that would have been nothing like that. The AB didn't really exist there. The white pride guys would have never been anything like that, in that prison. So I'm incredulous, but I think every prison's different. I hear in California it's that way, but I don't know.
Well,
the National Geographic documentaries would certainly have you thinking that way.
Okay.
On the prison documentary?
Yes.
Go ahead.
In Colorado, also, the guy who was the head of the criminal justice system there, he was killed a few weeks ago, and it was an Aryan Brotherhood person. And I don't know why, when blacks are so disproportionately convicted and sentenced and sent to prison, why these black guys don't, like, kick all their butts in. I'm not promoting violence. I don't even still.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think violence is the answer, but it is hard for me to get upset about a bunch of thugs fighting with one another. I mean, in this case, you've got the thugs running the government versus the thugs in the Aryan Brotherhood. It's hard for me to really shed a tear if any of them end up perishing in their little spat.
Well, I know which one if one side's going to win, I know which side I prefer, you know, and it's certainly not the Aryan Brotherhood.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's going to win. There are people that are using violence against each other, and there's no winner in that game, in my opinion. Helen, thanks for the call. Appreciate the thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
So why don't black guys beat up white guys in prison? I spent, as many people who listen know, somewhere around 8 or 9 years in prison in the state of Florida, and... As a white guy, if you're counting based on ethnicity, it was like 10-1. I would say that the vast majority of people the black people just weren't interested in doing that. They didn't want to beat up white guys. They wanted to go home mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And, there were just, there wasn't any sort of pride in it. I think that there were certainly racial tensions. But I think most people just want to go home, was the answer.
Now, Julia, what documentary have you seen, and what prison system was it on?
I watch documentaries while I work, and so I'm not fully paying attention to them because I'm doing work, but I can hear them and see them on my phone. And so I've watched a wide variety of National Geographic documentaries, and I watched a few of them on prisons, and I'm pretty sure one of them specifically was on the Aryan Brotherhood. And, I mean, even just the way that they talk, you know, the tone that they use when they're talking about these in these documentaries always makes it seem like really terrifying, and I kind of laugh at that because I know it's a little embellished.
You mean like the narrator of the
documentary? Yeah, the narrator just has a voice that's, you know, like...
Playing it up.
Exactly. So I'm aware that it's slightly embellished, but, I mean, they make it sound like these gangs are like a really, really big problem, and if you're
well,
a white
California,
guy...
Yeah, I've heard that it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, well, and I think... They did talk about it nationally, but they did talk about it starting in California mm-hmm. and being a really big problem in California, but they make it seem like you can't survive as a white person in jail unless you're a part of this gang, which is why people join it.
Well, I don't, actually, in California, they were making it from Current TV. I saw a documentary on this, and they made it seem like nobody could survive without some kind of gang affiliation.
Yeah, you know, they do.
And it had a lot to do with where you were from, what your ethnicity was, and you weren't allowed to talk to, unless the gangs had affiliations, you weren't allowed to talk to these other people, and that the white guys weren't allowed to talk to the black guys, because if so, you'd get beaten up by your own white guys, or whatever the story is. And
wasn't the case for you.
That was not my experience at all. I had black roommates, chose them, I had, you know, sort of the...
They let you pick.
Yeah, in some case, yes. In my case, I was allowed to pick because of the nature of my job and that kind of thing, and
gotcha.
Sort of the
you had a privilege.
Amount of political power I had in the prison. So yeah, I could pick my roommates, and
nice.
You know, I picked white guys, sometimes I picked black guys, and it was really just based on, you know, who
what
I had
like.
To choose from at the time.
Yep. Hey, by the way, quick update here for you from the BBC in the UK on the Cyprus situation. Remember how we were reporting last week that they were going to raid people's bank accounts who had over 100,000 euros and that they would probably end up pouring about 30% of their accounts into the common pot so they can use that to bail out the system in Cyprus? Well, there's an update on that story. Turns out that number 30% is now 60%. Russians, according to the story at the BBC, are believed to have billions of euros in Cypriot accounts, and deposits above 100,000 euros in the two biggest banks could be reduced by as much as 60%. They're restricting cash withdrawals as well. And so, you know, they can just change the rules anytime they want to.
You're right, and I heard that the Cypriot president managed to get his funds, he and his family managed to get their funds out of the country before the rule came down. So, you know,
they exempt him anyway.
It's just another circumstance how the rules are for you, they're not for them.
Now, you want a show with no rules, you should check out Puke in the Gang, pukeinthegang.com. That's what Julia does every weekend, and it's a Sunday produced show. You usually end up getting it out within the next couple of days on podcast format.
Yeah, it's actually up right now from yesterday. Puke's really good about that.
And this week, you chose the music.
I did.
Pukeandthegang.com. You can go and get more Julia there, and we will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.